Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your obviously your role with the Caps.
Well, my name is Wes Johnson, and I am the arena announcer, and you sometimes hear me say things like, Capitals goal scored by number 8, Alex Ovechkin.
Oh, that just sounds exactly, that's memories of watching Caps games, right?
You just hear I say that more than any other name.
So yes, you were the one there and urging us to rock the red and unleash the fury, although I know that's partly, you know, that's video clips that that they play for that.
Yeah, we do the video clips for the Unleash the Fury, but I get a chance to rant at the end and get everybody screaming one last time, which is one of the great joys in my life.
Awesome. Well, this time the reason we're talking is you're getting everyone screaming for a really cool event for a really cool cause. It's called Voice-a-Palooza. It kicks off tomorrow and runs, I guess, all the way through what, June? Was it run through?
26th, June 26th. We're going for an entire week. It's normally the longest day, which is a fundraising event for the Alzheimer's Association. And it's the longest day because it's the longest day of the year, and we choose that day to fight. But in this case, we've stretched it through to an entire week, and we're bringing video game voice actors and the gaming community around the world together to raise funds via fun in order to fight this dread disease.
Absolutely. And I want to get into some of the different video game artists that you're going to feature. But first, still, you know, overview, you know, picture here. It's all obviously it's American Heart Association's Pride Month campaign. We're raising money for that, too.
Right. Well, that is going on with Fallout for Hope, who we have teamed up with, but it's a separate thing with Alzheimer's Association. It's also Memory Month, and we're focusing on dementia because basically by 2030, 78 million people will be living with dementia. That means 11 million people in the United States alone. And it's not just those who are suffering dementia. It's their families. It's the caretakers. This disease devastates entire lives, and it's the only disease I know that takes someone away from you before it finally takes them away. And it's touched me personally with my mother and my grandmother, my uncle, and so many of the gamers that we've reached out to. We have over 100 gamers who will be streaming at the same time around the world, and they've all come through with stories. So it doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter where you're from. Alzheimer's touches everyone, and we basically have had enough, and we're fighting back.
Awesome. Do you want to go day by day, and I'll throw out the day and you tell me some of the highlights of who's performing?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, cool. So it kicks off tomorrow at noon. So who do we got on Friday?
Tomorrow at noon, we have a play. It's actually a stage play called Portal, and I'm going to be there. Karen Carbone from Fallout, Jan Johns from Fallout. It's being written by a gentleman by the name of Alexander Luther, and he's from the UK. And they do a thing called Chad, a Fallout 76 story podcast. And so I'll be playing one of my characters, Sheogorath, Daedric, Prince of Madness. And we are basically doing a little bit of a story. It's going to be fun. At 2 p.m., we're going to be revisiting the game Oblivion with myself and Elizabeth Noon and other members of the cast of Oblivion. And then we're going to do a Let's Play with the Stars at 5 p.m., which is going to be Fallout 4. And we're going to have Stephen Russell, Danny Scirago, Peter Jessup, Paul Edding. Jan Johns is going to join us there with that. Elizabeth Noon, it's going to be fantastic.
Awesome. And then on Saturday, day two, and by the way, we don't have to do a deep dive. I know there's a lot of days, but let's at least go in depth of the stuff this weekend, and then maybe we can.
Right. On Saturday we're going to have a Let's Play with Morrowind, one of the older games in the Bethesda Elder Scrolls series. And we're bringing people in like Jeff Baker and David Dubois and Catherine Fly, folks who have not that are classic voice actors that are going to be a part of this. And some of them are stationed all around the world right now. They're going to do a Whose Apocalypse Is It Anyway? That'll be later in the evening, where it's sort of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's improv, and it's going to have John Patrick Lowry, Ellen McLean from Portal, Mike Ross, and Sherry Elliker. We're going to have a good time with that. And we continue on with that sort of thing. We're all week, we're going to have Skyrim. We're going to be doing things for Elder Scrolls Online. We're going to unveil a mod showcase for Point Lookout, which has got the Capital Wasteland team on it. We're going to do the Elder Scrolls games, Skyrim Tabletop, and Craig Seckler is going to join me. He's the adoring fan, by the way, of Fallout 76. There'll be a tequila talk with the stars next week on Friday, and John Patrick Lowry and John St. John and a number of folks joining us. Our big thing after the London Mod Showcase, that's Fallout London Mod Showcase on Saturday next week, our big finale on Sunday is going to be the Voice of Palooza Prime panel itself. And we have Matthew Mercer from Critical Role, John St. John, the voice of Duke Nukem, Ellen McLean from Portal, John Patrick Lowry, Team Fortress 2, Mike Ross in Fallout, Jan Johns Fallout. And what we do is we take movies and TV shows and the scripts that are being performed in character voices, song lyrics, poetry. We're going to create a brand new video game from scratch using audience suggestions. It's a hilarious train wreck, and it's going to be a fantastic way to wrap everything up. And all along, people will be donating to the Alzheimer's Association, and we're going to be doing our very best to put an end to ALZ.
So how do people actually participate? I know you said it's streaming, but what website do they go, and you know, where do they click?
Go to voiceofpalooza.com, and that will show you everything that's going to happen. The entire rundown, who's going to be there. You're going to find some of your favorite voice actors of all time, Keith Sarabica, a number of people who are just fantastic. And you're going to find out just how you can donate. You're going to find out why we do this and why we believe that it's time for Alzheimer's to come to an end.
So are there specific, live fundraisers going on, or is it basically like there's just like a button on the website that they can donate throughout this whole entire week, or how does the actual donate?
You can donate throughout the entire week. If you want to just donate, you can go to voicepalooza.com, or you can go to any one of these events. And during the events, there will be mechanisms in place via Twitch or YouTube or Discord or whatever it's going to be on. You are going to be able to donate directly through those particular apps while you're watching the entertainment. So again, funds through fun.
Okay, great. Sounds awesome. And just for my sake, so it's nice to have a variety of sound bites, because I'm going to put together two different radio pieces for this. Mm-hmm. You mentioned all the different artists, but this time, just for variety, list just like the games or TV shows that these pieces, you know, do a roundup of the actual games and shows rather than the names for this sound.
Sure. We have voice actors from games like Elder Scrolls, Oblivion, Skyrim. We have Fallout 3, 4. We have some of the original Fallouts. We have Star Trek. We have people from the game Thief. We have people from television shows such as The Wire, Homicide. We have people who have done movies and films. This is going to be a smorgasbord of voice actors and stars that you will be surprised to have all in one place for one cause.
Awesome. I think I have enough for my purposes. Is there anything else you want to add before we hop off here?
Is there anything that I feel like I've rambled a little bit? Have I gotten enough about Alzheimer's and what we're doing? And
yeah, let's just bring it back around full circle then. About, I know you said you had some personal connections to Alzheimer's. Why is it just broadly, you know, why is it such an important cause for people? I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners hearing this know someone that they lost to Alzheimer's or that's dealing with Alzheimer's as we speak.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where within a family, you don't necessarily talk about it because it can consume an entire world. It consumes families. It changes things. It changes personalities of the people who have it. It makes it really, really hard on those who survive it. And for those who have it, it's devastating. It takes everything you ever were and everything you ever will be. We've been quiet about it for far too long. It's not just a quiet family thing now. It's something that we all have to get together and battle. It touches people's lives. And we now want to touch it in a better way. We want to help.
Awesome. And I guess maybe the best way to sort of close out in the final seconds is, dude, give me the Wes Johnson Caps announcer calling people out, you know, to help fight Alzheimer's with this event. You know, invite them in your radio, your arena voice.
All right, fans, it's time to head out to Voice of Palooza. That's right, we're going to put down the gloves, dropping the gloves on Alzheimer's. I want you to unleash the funding.
Perfect. Hey, thanks, Wes, for doing this.
Thank you, pal. I greatly appreciate you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye. Bye.